Hi, welcome to another installment of Black Trans and Beautiful. We want to give a shout out to one of the best grooming businesses in Delaware. Go on over to Paws and People, the Paws Spa and Boutique. And again, this is Paws and People too. Honey, when I tell you they do great work, it's our 4390 Summit Bridge Road, Middletown, Delaware, 19709. You can call them at 302-376-8234 and go to Paws and People 2, that's Paws and People, TOO.org, and book your appointment now. You can also find them on Facebook, Paws and People 2. Y'all live, love, and be free. Let's start the show.
That's what I thought you said. Now let me offer this as a rebuttal.
Lit on the beat.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is another installment of Black Trans and Beautiful. This is your girl, Yannique Taylor.
And, of course, this is the one and only Diamond Kayora, the princess herself.
So what's been going on with you, girl? We haven't done a show together in a couple of weeks, honey.
I have been having a rocky life, and I've been trying to get things set in order, set in stone, and everything, which I'm still working out the kink even now, but nothing too much for real, so yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I myself have been busy working, and I'm just doing music. I just recently came back from one thing, having some medical stuff done that I needed to handle, and also getting some stuff done for my move very soon to the DMV. So I'm very excited, and I'm just grateful for life, and I'm just happy for everybody out there that's doing great things. So again, I am very excited. So, for my crazy people out yonder over there in podcast land that's listening, Diamond.
Yeah.
So, this episode, you and I had talked about this a while back, that we're going to change some things up every now and then. So, what we are doing today, we're doing what we're calling a mystery episode. So, this episode, it's just something out of our bag, something new for everybody. So what we're going to talk about is our most embarrassing moments. Do you think you are up to the task, Diamond?
Most embarrassing. I think I could do it.
Okay, we can do it. So, okay, now, you know, there's nothing worse than being embarrassed, like totally embarrassing. And, you know, I hate being embarrassed. I really do hate being embarrassed. So, yes, I hate being embarrassed. That shit ain't cool. But anyway, one of my most embarrassing moments actually happened last year in December. So this is what happened, girl. Me and my friends had went to a club for a little event, and I was actually had been drinking several drinks at one time and didn't realize that I was that much of an alcoholic, but I had been drinking drinks and a number of other things was going on. And a friend of mine advised me to get on the floor and partake in this competition that I was in. And I was so drunk that night, I didn't realize how crazy I was acting. I got on the floor, I danced, my performance was horrible, and then my friend told me after I sobered up how I looked. That was like, girl, you were all over the place. You were talking to people. You were coherent. You were talking. Your speech wasn't slurred, but you were talking so fast. And I was like, girl, this bitch is drunk. And I was so embarrassed because they got me on video of me dancing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I look a freaking mess. So that was one of my most embarrassing moments in 2017.
Well, for me, I would have to say my most embarrassing moment would have to be the night of my 21st birthday. Yes, it was that time when I turned 21, my uncle treated always take his family out to celebrate their 21st birthday by getting them drunk, buying them their first drink and everything and so on. So we just so happily to be at going to a club and everything. And I was so drunk and so out of it that I walked dead face first, dead smack into somebody's car. And I was drunk, and yes, they, at any given moment, every time they bring something up, they will always constantly bring it up, like it was just yesterday. And I'm like, all right, y'all can stop talking about it, so it wasn't that funny. I was drunk. I was just out of it that night. Nothing else. And they were talking about how I was dancing with some old women up on the dance floor and everything. And, I was like, and that was years ago. I can't remember what year it was because I'm 27 now. So 21 was, what, like 2012?
Oh, girl, you old as hell.
So on my 21st birthday, I'd say that was my most embarrassing moment.
And child, I know another embarrassing moment that I had. I was so fucking embarrassed. This is what happened. This happened about 3 or 4 years ago. I was staying with my uncle at the time. This was right before I moved to Greer, South Carolina. And you know how you shower, you get out the shower after you dry it off, but you have the house to yourself and you may have your, let's say you have your computer in one room, but you're in the other room getting clothes together because you're getting ready to go out. And that's what I was doing. I was getting my clothes together to go out and I was, you know, just doing my thug thizzle and I was just, you know, getting myself together and stuff. And I walked in the other room to change the song that was playing on Pandora on my laptop. This was before Spotify came out. And all of a sudden, I thought I would still have the house to myself. And all of a sudden, I hear a voice say, "What the hell are you doing in here, butt ball ass naked? Put on some damn clothes, your nasty ass. Just in here naked. What you naked for? Put on some damn clothes." My uncle had walked into the dining room. And I did not know he was in here, and I was changing my music, you know, bopping to the music, but I was changing the song because I was trying to get my mind around this date I was going on. I was like, oh my gosh, he's been seeing all of my business. And so I hurried up and put on some basketball shorts and a tank top, which is my normal thing. He was like, "Why were you in the house, nigga?" I was like, "I just got out the shower, you know, and I had done dried off. I was getting my clothes together, but I was changing the music on the thing," and I was like so fucking embarrassed. Girl, I was so fucking embarrassed. It did not make no sense how embarrassed I was. So I was like, But I learned from that point on, know when and when not to be naked in your house.
Double check. Make sure that you're home alone.
I mean, because everybody know I'm a nudist and everything, you know, that's how I roll. But it was so funny because it was his, and you know, now that I look at it, look back at it, it was funny because of his reaction. And I'm like, that was funny as hell. I mean, it really was funny though. But I mean, after the fact, I'm over it. No, it is what it is, you know. So, I mean, I mean, life can get embarrassing sometimes, but it is what it is, you know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But other than that, now one thing I had happened to me, and this is going to carry us into a whole nother subject. I went on a date with a guy one time, and this is before I started transitioning. He and I had been chatting through one of the social networking sites, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yo, what's going on? I want to meet you and everything. So we met up and, you know, we went on our little date or whatever. And he knew that I was very feminine, you know, from the jump. But we ended up going out. And we went to a local Denny's. Matter of fact, we went to a Denny's, ordered my food. I paid for my own food, thank God. I always pay for my own food. So we were talking in the midst. He was like, he cut me off from, I was asking him a question about what type of work he did and whatever. And he was like, you are such a lady. Oh my gosh. I understand you being femme and stuff like that. Da da da, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, well, you already knew that, you know, from when we were talking online. And it kind of made me feel some kind of way. So he then says, you know, he was like, oh my gosh, you are too feminine. Like, I mean, I knew you were gay because you colored your hair, but even your bracelet is screaming, I'm a girl, different shit like that. And he was getting loud in the restaurant and I was getting frustrated. So I said, you know what? I said, you know what? You obviously are not comfortable. So I called for the waiter to bring me my check. I was going to leave his ass there. And I forgot the nigga actually rode with me. Like, he actually rode with me. You know, I had to pick him up because he was a piece of crap. He was a piece of crap, piece of trash. So He was like, yeah, I'm ready to go. Just take me home. I wanted to tell his ass, you know what? Obviously, I'm too femme for you to hang around with. So I'm not going to even take your ass home. So, what I ended up doing, I took him home. I was real nice. I said, well, I'll talk to you later. Never heard from him again. Last year, me and one of my good friends, my good friend Cyanide, well, Nova, and I went to the club to hang out. I had performed that. No, Nova had performed that night. I didn't perform that night. So this guy ran into me. And I was like, hey, how are you? And he was like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. You're looking good. I said, well, I'm surprised that, you know, you even recognize me. He was like, yeah. He said, we went out one time. I was like, yeah. I said, and you horribly embarrassed me in the restaurant. He said, and I do apologize. He said, but you looking good tonight. Thank you. And I turned my hair, flipped my bang, ordered my drink at the bar, and ignored him for the rest of the night.
That's a good thing. Like, now you just got embarrassed. Deuces.
I was like, honey, because if I was too femme for you then, you know, I couldn't, you know, I was just over the whole entire situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was over the whole entire situation. And that's not the first time I've been on a horrible date with a guy. That's not the first time. And like, that's one thing I want to talk about. The hangups that, especially in the gay community, what is up with these guys, like, with so many hangups, like, for real?
Now, when you say hangups, what do you mean actually by hangups?
Hangups, you have to have the most perfect body. You have to look a certain way. And we've already talked about, How am I gonna say this?
Just put it any type of way.
What I'm gonna say is, like, they want you to be something that you're not. And It kills me. It really kills me. Just like, even as I've been transitioning for almost a year come September, like, I had one dude ask me, because, you know, I don't have a body like Kim Kardashian or like Black China. I'm like, okay. Girl, I don't want to even look like them, because if you actually look at the bodies, their bodies look nasty. Their bodies look real nasty. And I do mean nasty, girl. It looks bad. Have you seen the pictures of Kim Kardashian and Blac Chyna recently?
Oh, no.
Girl, oh my gosh. Like, they look deformed with all that stuff that they put in their body. For real. They don't even look human.
But that's how they just wanted to appear. They like, they got the money, so why not?
And that was just like Kanye. Granted, and I'm not talking about Kanye.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm not even trying to hear that name on today.
Well, that mother lover, you know, yeah. He talked about how he actually got liposuction because he had issues with his weight. And I really wanted to say, are you that lazy that you can't go to the gym and, you know, work out, eat healthier, and tone your body up? You get what I'm saying? And I'm not fat shaming anybody when I say that, don't get me wrong, but it kills me at how these celebrities, instead of doing what's healthy, they'll go out and get all the surgery done instead of doing it the healthier way. I'm like, you're teaching people that you are influencing that, hey, I'm a lazy bum. I'm going to get surgery because I don't want to go to the gym and work out. Granted, regular people don't have that type of money. And even when I get rich and famous, I mean, I'm rich and famous now. I'm a millionaire. I'm not going to go get all the surgery done just to fit into the status quo. I'm sorry. I'm not about to do all of that. I'm not going to do all of that. And I had to get somebody together on social media. They was like, well, since you're transitioning, you need to have this size breast, or you need to get a nose job. You need to get this kind of look. Okay, what about doing what makes me feel fucking comfortable? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I hate that. I absolutely hate that. That gets on my nerves, like, for real. Like, don't do that to me. Like, that's a good way for you to get cussed out.
And it's not only that, like, also when it comes to trans, a lot of guys would be like, well, do you have a big booty? And let me see your body. Are you thick? Let me see your ass. Let me see this, or let me see that. Like, are you serious? Like, it's not really that important. I'm like, all right, I have a nice frame. I got a nice shape. Do I want a little bit more bigger booty? Yes, I do, but I'm not going to get it just because you want it. I'm going to get it for myself. But thing is, that's one thing that turns me off, when guys be like, oh, so is your ass big? Oh, let me see your dick. Like, are you serious?
Exactly. Like, and I absolutely hate that. And like, I had, I hate when dudes ask me, oh, can I see your tits, or can I see your dick? I'm like, no, you cannot. No, you cannot. You cannot see anything of mine. You've got to earn that right, boo-boo. I even made a shirt about it. If you want that shirt, go to shop.spreadshirt.com/blacktransbeautiful. You can get that shirt today, okay? Just had to do a shameless plug. But no, you cannot see anything of mine because you're not entitled to see that. And that annoys me. That really annoys me. I mean, it really annoys me. it really annoys me. And, you know, I had to stop someone over the weekend. This is one thing I hate about dating guys, about social media. I had someone ask me on social media. They hit me up on social media asking, do you like sex? You know what I did?
Blocked them.
That, and I didn't even respond. I'm like, girl, bye. Oh, and my favorite thing is, let's say you get asked out on a date by a guy, right? This is one thing. This is what I don't like. And I think I told you about this. This guy hit me up while I was in DC. Was like, yo, you want to go half on a room? I said, I can't. I can't right now. He was like, well, if you have 20, that's fine. I said, no, I can't right now. And I'm like, my can't can mean a number of things. You should have stopped when I first said I can't. Number one, it may be that I'm busy or that I may have a man. Number two, maybe I don't want to because I don't trust you. You may be getting ready to kill me off, child. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm like, that is just dumb as hell. Why would you ask somebody to go half, you know, on a room with you? And I don't even fucking know you. I don't really know you like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just so dumb. And then he was like, oh. Then after I didn't respond to any of his text messages or anything, he calls me 3 times back to back to back within minutes of each other. And I just sat there and let the phone ring. And when I got back home from my little trip, I said, you know what, honey? I am not going to even respond. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it like this. I said, I'm sorry. This weekend was really busy and I just got back home and left it at that. It was obvious I didn't want to see your ass. Like, for real. Just getting on my nerves. And that's one thing I can't stand for dudes to do. I cannot stand dudes to be like, yo, you want to get a room? No. Mm-mm. No, I don't want to get a room with you. Mm-mm. I'll get a room with the one I'm dating, but not with you, honey. No, but this is my thing. The main ones asking to get a room, they actually are flossing like they got all this money. Got pictures of them smoking weed. Okay, while you out there flossing your weed and stuff, you need to be saving that money instead of just wasting it. Like, come on. Who does that?
Right.
I mean, that is just freaking annoying, honey. I don't like it at all. So, what about you? What has the dating scene been like for you?
Well, dating, I would say I've never been on a date, really, per se. With me and stuff, though, I try, upon me meeting someone, I try to go on a date, be like, yes, can we do this or can we do that? And it always get, like, thrown around or played around with, because they be like, yeah, sure, but never fall through with it. So it always come into we in a relationship, but we never been on a date. And when we try to go on a date or try to do this, y'all really not in it for the long run, then y'all end up cheating on me, messing around, in a couple weeks to a month, y'all break up with me or just walk out on me. For me, per se, I've never been on a date before.
I mean, well, girl, how can you? We're going to have to change that. Like, I haven't been on a date in a while, actually. The last date I went on, it's been almost a month since I last been on a date. But, you know, and it was a fun time because for me, I think outside of the box. A date don't always have to be a date in a movie. A date can be you simply going to the park, you going, you know, to a jazz lounge or just going, taking a quiet walk in the park. And even if you want to just go to McDonald's for a change, you can do that as well. You know, that might be a cheap date, but hey, it's a date, you know. And so, and I'm sorry that you had to hear that, honey, you know, but you know, and I tell people, I am at a point now to where certain things don't make me jump as much anymore. Certain things don't gravitate my attention anymore, you know. And I think it's all in a guy's approach. If your approach is sending me your dick or your ass and stuff like that, excuse my language, I just can't. I can't deal with you. I don't want to be bothered. And so I just can't.
And with me and stuff, I actually try because I'm like, well, let's go out to the park. Because thing is, here in St. Louis, we got a park that is called Forest Park. And our park, they actually did a size between Forest Park here in St. Louis and Central Park up in New York City. And the park here in St. Louis is actually 2 times as big as Central Park. The park that we have here in St. Louis is bigger than Central Park. So with that, I was like, let's just go out, because it's times where I dated people around this time where it's hot, real sunny, everything, and a good time to go out for a walk in the park. And I'd be like, well, let's go here or go there. They'd be like, all right, yeah, we can, but I have to do this real quick. Can we do it then some other time? Then I'd be like, sure. And never get around or come to it. So I made initiative to go different places. I like, well, can we go to the movies? Can we go to the park? Can we go here or there? We could go to the mall and just walk around. And, hey, it never turns out good for me. So,
And that's one thing I'm learning. A lot of times, you know, when you want a simple date, these guys out here, they just basically want sex. It's crazy. That's all they're wanting is sex. Or either you're one of many people that they're trying to hook up with that day. And because they want you to do certain things, but when you're not willing to do that, they don't want to go out on a date with you. Or if it's not convenient for them, or it's just stupid stuff. That's why I stay the freak to myself. That's why I stay to myself a lot of times. I don't have time for the BS. I really don't.
All right.
So, you know. But at any rate, you know, I don't count it as a failure with that. And this is what I've learned to do, Diamond. I've started taking myself out on dates. I've learned how to enjoy being single. I did this on Valentine's Day. I took myself out on a date and said, you know what? You want to act a fool? I'm going to take myself out on a date. Just plain and simple. I'm going to take myself to my favorite restaurant. I'm going to watch a movie. I'm going to hang out with my friends and call it.
Yeah. And like with me, I could do that for myself. It's just, I'm like, all right. I don't know how to go about it, because I'm like, I want to like feel that connection with somebody. So, but it's just something I have to work on and just start, like you said, just take ourselves out on dates and everything.
Exactly. And I think when you do that, you'll start attracting the energy that you want. You start attracting the people that you want, because I honestly feel that the energy that you put out, you get in return. That's what I honestly believe. And that's just me. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what else was on your mind, Diamond, before we, you know, skedaddle, you know, for the week?
A number of things that I could mention that is not really like piecing together in my head right now, but like I just wanted to say this, like when finding a guy out here, it's hard because when they come to you, they be like, well, let's have sex or meet me at my place, this and that, da 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 da. But what happened to the old fashioned way of doing things? Taking the person out on a date, get to know the person before y'all try to sleep with them. Then out of that, because thing is, because people in our community, people are so quick to have sex, they don't even ask, what's your HIV status or what's your, or this and that, A, B, and C. And thing is, once y'all do whatever, then they ask you when it's too late, then they be like, oh, and when the person be like, well, I'm positive, what they want to do? They want to bash you and do this, that, and the third, and put you and try to, like, discredit you.
Exactly, and I can't stand that. And I think that's one reason why, you know, I do divulge my status, you know. But at the same time, I'm very cautious of who I deal with, and I always read their social media. I always read what they have going on first before divulging them even further, because of the fact that, you know, sometimes these people are here, they know and are very well educated, but they just say stuff just to get attention. You know. But that's the complicated world of dating. So it is what it is. But I've really enjoyed this topic with you. I enjoyed this episode with you, Diamond. I really have. So y'all, next week we're gonna be back. Y'all be sure to follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is BTransB Podcast on Twitter. And also feel free to email us information or email us your thoughts on our episodes or ideas for episodes at btransbpodcast@gmail.com. Anything else you want to share, Diamond?
All I have for today. Everyone have a blessed and wonderful day.
Smooches, y'all have a great night. Live, love, and be free. We out. Thank you all for your love and support of Black Trans and Beautiful. We appreciate everything that you do. If you want bonus episodes or bonus materials, go to our Patreon at patreon.com/btbpodcast, or you can join us on our Patreon, our Podbean website. That's patron.podbean.com/btb. Also, you can cash app us at Yannick T Music. That's Yannick T Music on Cash App. And you can catch us at paypal.me/YannickTaylor. Show us some love. Help us take this to another level. We have great things planned. Smooches! What's up, everybody? I'm back. Now, I was watching a Lifetime movie earlier today, and you all know that I absolutely love Lifetime movies. And one of the things that perturbed me about this particular Lifetime movie is that the character in this movie was a young girl. She was trying to find herself, and in the process of finding herself, she felt like she needed to have sex with a guy as quickly as possible in order to be a woman. And granted, from the fourth wall point of view, nothing actually happened. She didn't have sex with the guy, but he grabbed her panties that she had left behind, and everybody was calling her a slut, and she was like, no, wait, nothing happened. But the guy is like throwing up her panties. He's like, yeah, I smashed that to save his ego. Because if he didn't smash this girl, he was going to be looked at as a punk, as a sissy, you know, as less than a man. Which I found that very troubling, and I had posted on Facebook. So it's okay for a man to sleep around and be applauded, but if a woman sleeps around, is sexually liberated, she's called a slut, a whore, no good, loose. And I'm like, why the double standards? And this is oftentimes steeped in misogyny, patriarchy, abusive situations. And I just think that it's very stupid. And we find this also in the gay community as well. If a guy who identifies as what we call a top, who actually penetrates, he can sleep around with whomever he wants to, and it's cool. But if a person who's a bottom, who gets penetrated, is sexually adventurous, sexually expressive, they're called a whore or a loose booty, stuff like that. And I think it's absolutely crazy, y'all. I think these double standards are crazy. And even within the world today, there are double standards for everybody. I don't care who. There are double standards for people of a certain class, just like with white people. White people can wear, can appropriate our culture, can appropriate black culture, and is deemed different, unique, is cool, is exotic. But when black people express who they are, we're called ghetto, we're called ignorant, we're called niggers, we're called all kinds of stupid stuff. And that's bothersome to me. And I want to know why the double standards, like for real. And not only that, with the double standards, you're portraying an idea of toxic hypermasculinity. A friend and I had a conversation about church. And we were talking about the fact that there's a new phenomena with the quote-unquote old school term for the new trend where pants wear their, where the guys wear their pants, pants above their, the pants leg above their ankle. And it's stupid. If you ask me, well, I know them as high water pants. It's where the hem is slightly elevated above the ankle or whatnot. And you see this now in fashion. And this one woman posts on Facebook, she says, you know, I don't want to see that. To me, that's like a guy sagging his pants. And I'm like, sagging his pants versus his pants being up on him, but he's showing a little bit of ankle, wearing shoes with no socks. Ain't nothing wrong with that. At least he's not showing his dingy drawers. And it's like, well, that looks feminine to me. That's nothing. That doesn't look manly enough. And, you know, that's perpetuating an idea that you have to dress a certain way in order to be accepted by society, accepted by the world. And I think that's just so stupid. That's dumb as hell. That is detrimental to anybody. Let people be them and let them express themselves without your stupid judgment. And back to this whole thing with the whole Bill Cosby situation, it's funny how the people are saying that the are trying to hold the women as the criminal, saying that they are blackmailing him, that, you know, they, if anything happened, they asked for sex, and when it didn't turn out the way that they wanted to, they want to cry wolf. Could it be possible that they were attacked, they were molested and raped, that they did not ask for it? Come on. Just like countless stories of people admitting that they were raped or calling rape on someone, they're saying that, look, honey, you know, you asked for it by wearing that dress so short. No, a woman should be able to wear whatever the hell she wants to without being assaulted. If a man assaults a woman after, just because she has on something nice and sexy and revealing, that's not the woman's fault. That's the man's fault. I will never forget a gospel artist, I'm not going to call any names, said, y'all girls stop wearing these short shorts, these tight dresses. Y'all are just asking to be raped. For you to say that someone is asking to be raped, that's blaming the victim. What about the perpetrator of the crime? They could actually control themselves, you know. They could say, look, I shouldn't be doing this. This is wrong. She said, no, back off. No means no. Like, hell, what the hell? I don't get it with people who can't accept no. And And I just don't understand why in the world we're so quick to blame the victim of a crime. They do this with black victims of police brutality, saying they shouldn't have resisted the police, when in fact they weren't doing nothing. They had their hands up and the police shot them. Need I say more? Not only that, but you notice a double standard with white killers, like the guy that committed that shot up the Waffle House in Nashville, Tennessee, Nicholas Cruz that did the Parkland shooting, Dylan Roof. If that had been a black man, as soon as they saw him, they would have shot him on spot. He could have been just eating a piece of chicken and they would have shot him. And it's so stupid that we have these double standards concerning race, gender identity, sexuality, sexual orientation, sexual role, socioeconomic status, cultural identity. Let's get rid of the double standards and embrace all people without the bigotry and stupidity. And I'm off my soapbox. So this is all I had to really say for this episode. So y'all live, love, and be free. We're going to, Diamond and I will be back with another episode. So y'all live, love, and be free. Smooches to you. Have a great night.
That's what I thought you said. Now let me offer this as a rebuttal.
Leslet on the beat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.